This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The India-United Kingdom Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, has come into force from today. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the agreement will benefit women, farmers, youth, MSMEs, innovators, professionals and fisherfolk, creating various opportunities. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Goyal said that this ambitious agreement will empower every section of society, reflecting the capabilities and aspirations of the people of India. Mr. Goyal said that it will not only benefit just Indian exporters, but also white-collar service sector professionals across skill sets. He noted that under the agreement, nearly all of India's exports to the UK will enjoy duty-free access. The Commerce and Industry Minister mentioned that the agreement safeguards sensitive farm products such as dairy, vegetables, apples, edible oils, oats, millets, cooking oils, and others by placing them in the sensitive list, and added that no duty concessions have been granted to the UK on these items. The minister noted that these exclusions reflect the government's strategy of prioritizing food security, domestic price stability, and vulnerable farming communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, and the Agreement on Social Security, which came into force today, is a significant moment in the partnership of India-United Kingdom. Mr. Modi made these remarks while sharing a social media post of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. Marking a milestone in bilateral economic relations, the first export consignment under the new Indo-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement was flagged off in Chennai today. The British Deputy High Commissioner to Chennai, Dr. Suttappa Chaudhary, joined the officials from the Directorate General of Foreign Trade to flag off the consignment. Industry bodies have described the India-UK Free Trade Agreement as a historic milestone in India's free trade agreement journey. Secretary General of the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Anand Swaroop, has said the agreement will go a long way in enhancing India's participation in global value chains. Mr. Swaroop congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the operationalization of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement.
This agreement would open up new opportunities for the Indian industry in both goods and services. The cooperation in innovation, technology, and talent mobility will enhance Indian industry's competitiveness. The agreement is a major landmark in India's FTA journey and will go a long way in promoting India's participation in global value chains and encouraging innovation-led growth in both the countries, India and the United Kingdom.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the central government has established Ayurveda and Yoga on the global stage with renewed energy. Addressing the inaugural function of Saushrutam 2026 in New Delhi today, the president expressed satisfaction that efforts are being made to establish the ancient tradition of Ayurvedic surgery on scientific standards. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan today administered the oath to the newly elected members of the Upper House. The members included Mansoor Ali Khan from Karnataka and Rajneesh Kumar Agrawal from Madhya Pradesh. United States President Donald Trump has claimed the Strait of Hormuz remains open to international shipping but is closed to Iranian traffic. He said U.S. officials had recently conveyed a message to Tehran, urging it to reach a deal or face further consequences. In an interview, Trump has warned Iran of intensified military strikes next week unless Tehran returns to the negotiating table. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Odisha today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of northeast India, Bihar, West Bengal and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And in FIFA Cup football, Spain stormed into the final, stunning France 2-0 in the first semi-final clash at Dallas Stadium in Texas last night. In other semi-final, defending champions, Argentina will face England at Atlanta Stadium tonight at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.